Lesson 55, Organ Donation, Rivyani's Story. On April 18, 2018, 7-year-old Rivyani Rahangdale was hit by a motorcycle near her hometown of Diori in Maharashtra's Gondia district. She was with her aunt and uncle. They had stopped by the roadside to drink water. Initially, passers-by did nothing to help. They took photos and videos for more than an hour. Finally, a good Samaritan took an unconscious Rivyani and her injured aunt and uncle to hospital. The next day, the little girl was admitted to New Era Hospital in Nagpur. Dr. Nilesh Agarwal, the director of the hospital, said, "We immediately operated on her other injuries, but she was brain dead. We told her father that there was no point trying to prolong her life. I was pleasantly surprised when he said he wanted to donate her organs." Usually, even the most educated people don't agree to organ donation, and here was a man from a far-off village in a tribal district who had the heart to make an offer in the most tragic moments of his life. Rivyani's heart was transplanted into a 3-year-old girl. The liver was transplanted into the body of a 40-year-old man, and the kidneys were given to a 14-year-old boy in Nagpur. The eyes were donated to Mahatme Eye Hospital in Nagpur. Rivyani's parents, Radhe Shyam and Aarti Rahangdale, made the hardest decision of their lives. Their daughter was brain dead, but her other organs were not dead. So why not let them stay alive, they decided. What gave Rivyani's parents the strength to make this decision? Radhe Shyam says, "When you take a step forward, others follow." Radhe Shyam has a message for the parents of the 3-year-old who received his daughter's heart. "Please convey to them that they should celebrate my daughter's birthday on May 5 every year along with their child's regular birthday." Abridged from the Sunday Express, April 29, 2018.